One of the things we watch every year is the annual rate increases that are mandated by law for insurance companies to provide in the ACA market. ACA, short for the Affordable Care Act, commonly referred to as Obamacare. And CMS requires, which is the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, requires them to release their proposed rate increases for all their customers each year. And I wanted to go through a little bit of that here with you at this time. Let me go ahead and share my screen here. Okay. So this article by the Kaiser Family Foundation has a health system tracker, and they track this each year. So I wanted to go through it as these were just released just last week, why the rates are going up and what is causing that. Let's begin with kind of this chart here. Here's kind of a visual for you to see how many people are, or how it's going up. And I think according to this report, the average around the country, I believe it was either 6 or 9%. Okay. Median proposed premium increase of 6%. This is provided by 58 insurance companies. As you can see back in this chart here, most of them are between that 5 or 10% increase. Some are a little bit higher than that, 10 to 15%, 20%, and then some on the lower end with actually a decrease. Among the 320 ACA marketplace insurers, premium changes range from a negative 15% to an increase of 100%, but most of them are between that 2 and 10% area. And this is rated across all of their different insurance products. So you may or may not know, or maybe you have some experience with the silver plan, the gold plan, or the bronze plan. I guess there might be some platinum plans still out there, but I've not seen one of those in a while. Each of those plans are based upon what's a term called actuarial value, meaning that essentially a bronze plan would cover about 60% of your medical expenses. And that's why you want to pay attention to what you're buying, because while the premium may be lower, you could be facing a huge financial risk if you have a healthcare event. So what are some of the things that are causing the premiums to go up? According to the study, one of them is inflation. As in most cases, most years, this term is called medical trend, which includes the growth in the prices paid for healthcare services, medical services and medications, as well as the utilization of healthcare. So how often is the person in that block of business for that insurance company? Like, how often is everybody in the whole group utilizing services? If it's an unhealthy block of business, meaning that they're utilizing services a lot, chances are that's where you're going to start to see a premium increase. And sometimes it can come to the point where the premiums continue to increase so much that the young and healthy, or the healthier premium paying customers, end up leaving and trying to find another insurance company, while the other ones may stay. And this can lead to what an industry term is called a death spiral, meaning when the insurance, the health of the group is continues to get worse, and it is eventually becomes a no-sum game. And a lot of times the insurance company might pull out of the marketplace completely or stop offering that line of business. But inflation in general is a big driver every year, and it's been a bigger problem the last several years. While you may be noticing inflation as you go to the grocery store or pay at the pump, what we don't realize is that healthcare inflation actually is growing at a faster rate and has been for quite some time. Even to the fact that I think it goes back to the 1970s, it's been growing faster pace. And what that means is, because of higher healthcare costs, it really cuts away any raises that we might have the impact that you might get by getting a raise because you're paying more in healthcare costs and the cost of goods and services continuing to go up. It just doesn't seem to be as comfortable for a lot of folks right now as it was previously in the past. Looking ahead to 2024, many insurers are expecting broader economic inflation to flow through to their system and continue to put pressure on premiums. It's also putting pressure on their administrative costs because in the fact that there are workforce shortages affecting them as well. So all over, it's kind of hard for people to get talent to do things. Previously, when you were looking at increases, we were factoring in COVID as a big part of it. Hopefully we're on the back end of that at this time. But it certainly did have an impact on it, and it actually had a downward effect on utilization early on because people weren't able to go. So a couple of years ago, perhaps you might have seen a decrease in your health insurance premiums, which I think I actually did myself. Another factor that's kind of up in the air with, you know, anticipating the costs of like the ACA market and why those premiums are going up is what's called the unwinding of Medicaid. So about 3.8 million people recently have been disenrolled from Medicaid. Maybe they were allowed to be on it because it was temporarily expanded. Maybe their income has gone up more than what are outlined as eligibility requirements under the law. Whatever that may be, the reason is, the facts are they have to unwind or go off of Medicaid and then are left with having to go onto the ACA marketplace where they would be eligible for subsidies. But then again, that means they have to figure out how to do all of that. And if you ever know anybody that needs help trying to figure that out, just feel free to give me a call, because that is something that we help people with, going to the ACA market. It is quite complex. But half of the insurers did not include this Medicaid wind down in their filings for this year. So we will see what that looks like moving forward. But they're expecting most of them to hopefully go over to the ACA market. Some other things that are leading drivers for these costs, we've discussed them before: chronic diseases, diabetes and weight loss. Certain drugs for diabetes are increasingly being used for weight loss. And this is giving a lot of upward pressure and costs to the insurance companies who are paying for them and then passing that on to all of us. The Inflation Reduction Act extended the subsidies to make it make more sense for a lot of people to go to the ACA market. That is having an impact on costs. And then other federal changes do not appear to be driving premiums. But one thing that was mentioned was the impact of new restrictions on surprise billing. But no adjustments have been made at this time. We've discussed that a little bit as last year. So compared to last year, 2024 rates will rise moderately, like I said, around 6%, according to this report. And most proposed rate increases are around that 2 to 10%. I'm going to go down here and we can look at some of these states. So I was looking at some of the states that I'm licensed in here. So we've got Nebraska, looks like 5.7% for Blue Cross, 6.7% for Medica. Nebraska Total Care, 2.5%. Oscar Health, actually a decrease of 3.4%. Let's go ahead and look at Iowa and Illinois. Iowa, we've got Medica, 3.1%. Oscar, 0.5%. And Wellmark, a 7.4% decrease. In Illinois, we've got Aetna at negative 2.9%. Blue Cross Blue Shield at 4.8%, Celtic at 6.9%, Cigna at 5.9%, Health Alliance at 10.7%, Mercy HMO, Molina, Mercy HMO at 12.2%, Molina Healthcare of Illinois at 3.2%, Oscar at 6.8%, Quartz at 14.4%, SSM at 22.2%, and United at 3.0. So that SSM, as I'm looking at this, is probably telling me that they don't have a lot of people on their plan at this time, or enough healthy paying customers to offset the expensive ones. And therefore, that's why you're probably seeing that large increase. We're going to go one more state. Let's do the state of Maine. Maine at Anthem at 14.8, Harvard Pilgrim at 17, Community Health Options is 21, and Taro at 19.7. So my friends in the state of Maine are unfortunately getting owned a little bit this year. And then finally, we'll do New Hampshire. Got Celtic at 0.7, Harvard Pilgrim at negative 4.9, and Matthew Thornton, which is their, it looks like that's their Anthem plan, is 4.3. So as you get your letter, which you probably will be getting here soon, you're going to be getting it from your insurance company, and they're going to say this is what the proposed rate increases are. In fact, you might have already gotten it. I think I have already. I think they probably even sent it out before they filed or at the same time. Nevertheless, it's important to be looking at that number and looking at reports like this, because it's a good way to understand how the health of the plan that you're on is as far as everybody else that's on there with you. You want to find a company that's got a strong history, a strong financial rating, because that financial rating is essentially based on the money that they have available to pay claims. And when it comes down to it, that's really what you want an insurance company to do, to be able to pay that claim should you have to use it. If you have any more questions about this or how it might affect you, feel free to send me a message, and I'm happy to visit with you or make an appointment at any time. Thank you and have a great day.